Commentator Heather Havrileski is a Tar Heel. She grew up in North Carolina, and she went to school there, too. But when it came time for her to start a career, she went west, and she hasn't looked back.
When I moved to San Francisco in 1992, I thought I'd live in California for 2 or 3 years, tops. Becoming a Californian seemed absolutely impossible then. It's true that I immediately began eating burritos the size of my head, but I shunned patchouli and couldn't name the titles of more than 2 songs by the Grateful Dead. Eventually, though, I bought a juicer and started drinking double non-fat lattes and eating sushi on a regular basis. But still, I was relatively unscathed. After 5 years in San Francisco, I moved to LA and I began drinking bottled water. But I didn't learn to surf or get my tongue pierced or get breast implants, and I still don't have an agent or a manager. But in the 4.5 years since I moved down here, out of neglect or just laziness, my defenses have dwindled and the real damage has begun. 2 years ago, I began seeing a therapist who, I recently discovered, is a Buddhist. Last year, I got a Tai Bo video, and now every morning I work out with B-action movie star Billy Blanks. Early this year, an astrologer enlightened me to the fact that my relationship is more challenging than most, since my boyfriend is also a Gemini with Leo rising. Last month, I even went to a Buddhist service, which consisted of 4 people in a small room sitting in the lotus position on a dirty carpet, the smell of incense in the air. Quintessentially Californian experiences always seem to involve dirty wall-to-wall carpets, vertical blinds, and incense. Lately, I don't even recognize myself. In normal conversations with strangers, I explain people's personalities based on their astrological signs without any disclaimers or cynical asides. I regularly refer to the importance of being a good parent to yourself, without irony. I take an herbal remedy for PMS called Free and Easy Wanderer. And if I weren't talking to you right now, I'd probably be at some cafe drinking chai tea and trying to convince someone to go into couples therapy. My only choice is to get out now, pack up the truck and move away from Beverly. Go back to North Carolina, where I can reacquaint myself with southern accents and thunderstorms and iced tea, sweet or unsweet, and Carolina pork barbecue with coleslaw, which you can't get anywhere else, period. I don't care what anyone tells you. But then I wonder where I'll get really strong lattes, or really good Rubens, or great Thai food, or Mexican food, or Korean barbecue. Plus, won't I drive too fast like those aggressive, transplanted city people I used to make fun of? Won't I feel like a jerk when I ask the waitress at a Denny's if they have an espresso machine? So I guess I'm stuck here for now, at least until I'm ready to trade carnitas for pulled pork. The damage probably won't get too much worse. I mean, it's not like I'm going to start snowboarding or building a screening room in my house. And I'll never, under any circumstances, claim that it's all good, no matter how good it is. Someday, I'll leave California. But in the meantime, when my friends and family come to visit, I'll just hide the brown rice and the bongo drums and pretend I'm not a Californian at all. Nope, I'm just like everyone else. And in some ways, I am. Like the Geminis with Leo rising, anyway.
Heather Havrileski is a writer in Los Angeles.